Have you ever felt like you're sending your podcast listeners to like 10 different locations? Like, join my Facebook group, grab this freebie, check out this landing page, sign up for my newsletter, apply for one-on-one coaching, join my group program, download this digital product, right? There's so many different things that we create, which means there's so many different places that we send our podcast listeners to, but it's messy, right? Like, it's so messy. And I know this because I've done it all, okay? And I'm actually in the process of auditing my podcast to make it so much more simpler so that in my show notes, there's not so many links everywhere. And so what if I told you that there was a way that you could direct every single podcast listener to one single place that handles all of that? That's right. I'm being so serious. And I've tried it out for myself. I've been on this platform since July, and it's honestly changed my business life. Like, I don't know how else to put it, but it has put a lot of things in perspective for me because there's so much pressure, right? To you got to have a freebie, and then you got to have an email list, and then you got to build a community, you got to be on YouTube, you got to do all these different things. And what I just mentioned isn't even like scratching the surface, but I know that you know what I'm talking about. And it just gets really, really difficult when you have so many different things. And then let's not even forget about all of the subscriptions that you are paying for that come along with this, right? Like, it gets to be a lot. And so that's exactly why I chose School, which is S-K-O-O-L, if you didn't know, if you've never heard about School before. That is the home that I chose for my podcast community. And it is the song that I'm going to continue to sing because it's just been so powerful. And that is exactly where the new Moms Who Podcast community is hosted. So I'm going to tell you all about it. And I'm going to tell you exactly how you can do the same thing and build a community for your podcast listeners. So if you're ready, let's go. Get comfy. Let's talk about it. You are listening to the Moms Who Podcast show, where you will learn how to launch, grow, and make sales from your podcast as a busy mom. And I'm your host, Pamela Krista. I'm a wife, I'm a mom of five, and I'm a podcast manager and a podcast strategist who has helped hundreds of women use their podcast to grow their online business. Let's dive into today's episode. Before we dive in, I have a huge ask for you. Would you please do me a favor and subscribe to my YouTube channel? I recently launched my channel, and over there, I'm sharing simple, effective strategies for using long-form content like podcasting to grow your business, plus behind-the-scenes look at how I'm building as a content creator and Mama 5. On YouTube, you can just type my name, Pamela Krista, or you can click the link in the show notes, and I really, really appreciate it in advance. All right, so here's the deal. When it comes to your podcast show notes, we really have like one shot, really, right? Which is when they're listening, to get them to take that next step. Okay. And what happens is if your episode is about something specific, and I'm going to give you a clear example here in a moment, but if your episode is about something specific, but you have way too many links in your show notes, your listener, you need to assume, okay, that your listener is going to get too overwhelmed, confused, or distracted, and they're going to take no action. And that is literally what happens. We are living in a time where we all want that instant gratification, okay? And I'm talking about myself too, right? Like, we're all busy. We all want the answers. We want the answers now. We don't want to wait. We don't want to have to like do any extra work when it comes to getting what we want, right? Now, if that's not you, then that's cool. I don't mean to like say everybody's like that, because I know that that's not the case. There are some people out there who actually want to do the work and don't mind, you know, doing a little bit of extra work, you know, to go find something that they're interested in. That's not really what I'm saying, but, you know, most of us are very busy, super distracted. And, you know, if there is too much going on, then we're just not going to take any action, right? And that's how I get overwhelmed when there's like so much to do or like too much action like going on, and I'll just like freeze. And then I won't take any action at all. So I don't know if that speaks to you, but your listeners are probably going through the same thing. And so it becomes incredibly important that the title of our episode and what is inside of our episode actually match the next best step for our podcast listener. Because with podcasting, it is so intimate. and so incredible. And when somebody is taking the time out of their day to listen to you, which, by the way, let me just stop and say thank you. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day as a mom who podcasts to listen to me. I really greatly appreciate that, and it does not go unnoticed. This podcast is about to hit 12,000 downloads, and I'm going to lose my mind because it just makes me so happy and it fills me up to do this. So I just really appreciate the fact that you're here and that you're listening, because it's literally why I do what I do. So thank you so much for taking time to hit play. And so people are interested in what you have to say, or they wouldn't listen. So it becomes incredibly important to make sure that your episode matches the next step for your listener. And so when we have no system, right, and no community, and don't get me wrong, okay, if you're listening to this, I assume that you want to build a community with your podcast. But if you're listening to this and you don't want to build a podcast community, or maybe you're not sure, that's okay too. I'm still glad you're listening. And I'm not saying that that's the only way to, like, you know, grow your podcast or the only way to do things, because it's not. You can do whatever you want. It's your podcast. I'm just here to give you what works for me and what works for my clients and what works for the people who are inside of the community. So that's what I'm here to do, but it's up to you to decide if it's right for you. And so when we don't have a central system or a community, that does mean fewer leads and less engagement. But I want to piggyback off of what I just said, because I'm not saying that if you don't have a podcast community that you won't have any leads or, you know, any engagement at all. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that if you do have a community for your podcast, you will have more leads and more engagement. So that's what I mean by that. And so here's what changed when I found school. Okay. Everything just clicked because I only had one URL that I could share everywhere. So let me paint a picture for you. Okay. And if you want an actual visual picture, you can actually head over to youtube.com, or you can check the link in the show notes. You can go to my YouTube channel, because I literally posted a video about this last week and I visually show you exactly what I'm talking about. So with school, you can have a $9 a month plan. Okay. And you can have a $99 a month plan. Okay. At the time of this recording, those are the prices. I am on the pro plan for lots of different reasons, mainly because it is my main business hub. So it's important that I make that investment. So with that being said, because I have the pro plan, I'm able to have a custom URL. And so my custom URL is school, which is skool.com/podcasters. Okay. Beautiful URL. I'm so excited I was able to get that. And so what that means is, in my YouTube video description, for every single video, I literally have it: join the Moms Who Podcast community over on school. And then I link to it, school.com/podcasters. Super easy for them to join. In the podcast show notes, now I am auditing my podcast right now, so it's not on every single episode yet. But eventually, even going back to my trailer back in 2022, there will be a link to join my school community. So I'm going to go back all 130 plus episodes and I'm going to update that link. And then on Instagram and Threads, there's also that custom school URL. So it's school.com/podcasters. So I'm sending them to one place, okay? And that's not to say that I'm never going to send them anywhere else, okay? That's not to say on my podcast, I'm not going to send you to another link, because I will. There's actually multiple things down the pipeline right now that will have different URLs. Everything is not going to point to that URL specifically, but I'll tell you that 80% of it is going to, because now let me tell you about school, okay? And everything will click for you too. Okay. School is a community first platform, and it replaces things like Kajabi, Google Meet, and Zoom. And honestly, the list does go on, but those were the main things for me that it replaced. It's a centralized home for everything that I'm building. And let me tell you quickly about what I'm building. Okay. I'm building a community of Moms Who Podcast to come and connect, get information, ask me questions directly. They can collaborate with one another. They can network. They can, you know, find a guest for their show, be a guest on other shows. They're going to have the opportunity to come to expert trainings that I'm going to have inside of this community. I'm also building out a group program right now. I'm going to go into this in later episodes, but I'm building out a group program right now. I'm also building out a podcast launch course right now over the knowledge I've gained over the past 3+ years. I'm also hosting a summit in January, which I'm super duper excited about. I also have an audio series planned for early next year as well, and so many other things. And so I'm able to host all of that right on school. Like, I don't think that you understand, and I don't think that you're going to understand unless you're in there, how incredible it is. Because it's like, once you, okay, first of all, it also replaces Facebook, okay? Now, I will say, if you've been listening to me, if you have been in my world for any amount of time, you probably know, you might even be in my Facebook group community. If you're not, you should go get over there too, because there's a lot of still good stuff happening over there. And I'm not going to delete that, by the way. But I have about 600 people over on Facebook. That's staying like it is. I'm not going to change that. I'm not deleting it. If anything, I'm going to optimize it and I'm going to point everybody over to school. But when you join school, you can set up membership questions, just like on Facebook. So I ask for your first name, your email, and then I ask, you know, which one best describes you? Do you have a podcast or do you not have a podcast? Once you submit those questions, I then have to go in and approve it. And I do check out, you know, who joins. And then once you're in, you have access to the community right away. So you can literally start posting, you can start asking questions, you can literally message me directly, which is so cool. I remember when I launched my podcast, I didn't have anybody to ask any questions. Nobody was there to answer me. I was on my own. I was Googling, I was researching. I had no idea what I was doing. What I love about this is it's going to keep what I love the most, which is community, because I love the fact that you can have direct access with like the person who's hosting the community, because how often does that come across? Because how often do you get access to somebody like that? Now, maybe you might join a community and they might not be active. They might not DM you back or whatever. I remember when I launched my first podcast 3 years ago, I had nobody to ask for help. I was totally researching, Googling, doing all the things, asking questions in Facebook groups, and there was nobody I could ask directly for help. And so what I love the most about school is it truly, when I say community first, it really is. And the founders, the people who have founded this, they're very aware of the baggage that we have online, right? You got to sign up for your email list. You got to have a website. You got to have a lead magnet. You got to do all these things. And so school makes it so easy for not everything. Everything is not going to be able to be in here. Clearly, it's not claiming to be a one, you know, stop shop for online business by any means, but it does solve like 80% of my problems. And so there's the community aspect for you to communicate with people. You can DM people. There's a classroom aspect. So that's where all of my free and paid resources are going to be that I create. There's also going to be like a direct resource in there for working with me. So you can literally go and see, okay, this is what Pamela offers. This is what the investment is. This is exactly what the transformation is. You can see all of that. And then there's the calendar, which is so cool. So you can literally go in and create events for your community. So once a month for free, I host a networking and Q&A call for my members. And so they can come, they can connect, they can ask me any questions. And what's really cool is inside of the classroom, you can have both free stuff and paid stuff. So again, my free lead magnets are going to go in here. My paid courses are going to go in here. And you can go in the classroom and you can select access to whoever purchased this in the classroom. So for an example, when I launch my group program, obviously everybody's not going to get access to those calls. So it's going to be locked to the people who have purchased that thing. So even though the community itself is free and I have almost 200 members, only the paying members of my group program are going to be able to join that call. So I can have calls that involve all of my members or have calls that involve only a certain set of people. And they're also working on a bunch of different things. I know on the back end, they are implementing webinars, which is amazing. So as of right now, they just made this update, but you can literally go live in your group. Like you can go live in your community and you can record it. So this almost replaces Loom, okay? Because you can go live, you can set the privacy to a section in the classroom, make it private, and then you can just go live and nobody's going to see it but you, unless you, you know, add people. And then you can immediately download it. So it immediately goes to your notifications and it is fast. This platform is amazing. It is fast. You immediately get the download of the video and then you can upload it right to school, or you can do what I do, which is I throw it in my editor, of course, and I enhance the audio. And then I also take out all the filler words. So all the uhs, all the ums, and then you can upload it right back into school. And then it comes with a transcript. It automatically transcribes the videos and it's at no additional cost. It's amazing. Okay. I love it. I love it. Okay. So But then they have this whole other element on school, which I don't know if you've heard of, like, the school games, but if you haven't, it's basically where you can get flown out to Los Angeles with Alex Hormozi and the school team and whoever else won the school games, which, I mean, it's honestly a goal of mine to win a school game. So when I participate, which won't be this year, but when I do, I'm going to need your help when I start to play the school games. But they give incentives for, like, using the platform and, you know, building your community on school. And then the other thing that I love is there's this system called the leaderboards, right? So it's separate from the school games, but really you can, like, rank in different ways. Like, for example, you know, a big problem is, you know, people join a community and they, like, die off, right? Like, they don't do anything. And so when you join a community, if the person who owns the community has it set up this way, you can actually make it so they can't even DM anybody or they can't even make a post until they hit level 2 or level whatever. And so they are, like, literally forced to, like, engage. Otherwise, they're not going to unlock certain things. And you can do that as well. So I can make it so once you unlock a certain level, maybe a course unlocks for free or whatever. And so how do you get that to unlock? How do you get on the leaderboard? Literally by commenting and posting. Because what's going to happen is people are going to what? They're going to like your post and they're going to reply to you. And so if you make a post and somebody comments on it, that is applied to your leaderboard. And if you make a comment and somebody likes that, you get a point for that too. So, you know, most people think of the opposite, like, oh, it should be if you come in for an hour and you start spam liking stuff or you've sent 20 comments today. That doesn't matter on school because it's truly community based. So you have to post and like stuff in order to get those likes and comments back. So it's a really beautiful thing that they've created over at school. And so again, how I'm using school for my business is the link to my school goes in my main platforms. So YouTube, the podcast, Instagram, and Threads. And then from there, I'm nurturing my community. I'm building out all my courses in there. All my lead magnets are going to go in there. The summit. Everything that I build is going to be in school. So here's why this matters for you. And you're like, okay, why should I care? Well, I hope that you heard what I said because you can do the same thing for your business and for your podcast. You can do it whatever way you want. You don't have to do it the same way I'm doing it. And that's kind of the beautiful thing about online business and about podcasting is there is no one size fits all. You can build a business and you can build a podcast the way that you want to. So if you don't want a community, cool. If you just want a community for your podcast listeners and you don't plan on selling anything like I am, you can do that. You can literally just build a community and have them there. If you want some extra support for the show, because podcasting is cost effective, right? Like if it's not your time you're giving, it's your money, right? So you're giving one of those things. You're either giving your time away to dedicate to the podcast or you're giving both. You're giving your time to the podcast and you're also putting money into it. So you can create a community and charge a one-time fee of like $5 to support the show and then to be inside of there to have your listeners all in one place. And then you can show up once a week. Well, I would show up more than that, obviously. I would totally show up more than once a week. But and then you can show up throughout the week. And then once a week when your podcast drops or however often that it does, you can drop your new episode in there. So there's a lot of different ways that you can use school. And if you're interested in hearing more, let me know because I would love to do another episode on how you can use school to build a podcast community because that can look so different for everybody. And so let me know if you want that episode. But it's essential to be clear on where you want your podcast listeners to go next and have a clear next step for them. Now, if you're listening to this and you're like, well, I don't really know, you know, that's fine. What can I do now? My recommendation for you, either until you get on school and build one for yourself, or if you're not interested in school, but you're interested in what I'm saying as far as one URL, then I recommend having minimal links in your show notes. So I of course recommend, you know, how can they contact you? So is that your website, your email, your Instagram? Those are important because people will search for those things. I have searched for emails and Instagrams and, you know, people don't include that most of the time. Put those in there, okay, along with your website. But in addition to that, you should have whatever resources that you're mentioning in your episode. So for example, for this episode, I'm going to link my school community so you can join it. And I'm also going to link the affiliate link to build your own school, create your own school in the show notes, because that's literally what I'm talking about. I'm talking about how you can build your own school community. Well, how can you do that if you don't know where to sign up for it? So I'm going to include that link in the show notes. And then I'm honestly on the fence about my services, because I've always had, if you want to start a podcast, click here. If you need a podcast manager, click here. I don't know that I'm going to include those in my future episodes. I honestly think that I'm just going to keep it to the episodes specifically, because at the end of the day, if somebody is interested in working with me, they're going to seek me out. Because at the end of the day, my goal is to nurture you, right, as a podcast listener. And so I would hope that if you are nurtured and if you got any type of value from this episode, you're going to join my free community. Like, it's free, right? And so once you join, we can connect there and you can see the things that I have to offer there. Now, again, I'm unsure if I'm going to include those things. At the time of this recording, I am unsure if I'm going to include those links, but I do think that they are relevant. And so I'm like 50-50. I don't know what I'm going to do, but part of me wants to include them because I know that somebody's going to see that and, like, you know, want to click on it. And then the other part of me is like, just keep it specific to the actual episode. So whatever is going to serve them best. And in this episode, what's going to serve you best is joining my school community. So number one, you can join, you can, you know, see it for yourself. And then number two, the link to build your own school community. And then how to contact me. Like, that's all that's needed, you know, at the end of the day. So again, we'll see if I end up adding the other things in my show notes. So if you want one place to send your listeners, not a scattered list of links, then I highly recommend checking out school, because let's be honest, you don't need more tools. You need a hub that connects your audience, your podcast, and your offers. And school does that a million times over. School makes it so easy to nurture your audience, build trust, and make aligned sales without the tech headache. And so here's my encouragement to you, is that you are allowed to simplify. You're allowed to make it easy for people to find you and work with you. And I think sometimes we overcomplicate things like that. And so this is your permission slip to just be simple about it. Simplify, be simple, make it easy for people to find you and work with you. And you don't have to keep spinning your wheels with tech or other things that you might be distracted by. So if you're listening to this, I would love it if you would join my school community. It is for Moms Who Podcast, okay? So it's for moms who are online business owners who want to start a podcast or grow their current podcast and sell their offers on their podcast. So if that's you, the link is in the show notes, or again, you can go to school.com/podcasters and you can join us over there. It's totally free. You're going to get access to all my trainings, the live calls, and the behind the scenes support. And don't forget that you can literally DM me on school and have direct access to me. My friend, I hope that this episode is valuable to you. If you have any questions about school or anything at all, please do not hesitate to reach out to me. DM me on school, DM me on Instagram, send me an email, do what you gotta do. If you're wondering about it, if you have questions about it, let's talk about it. Thank you so much again for tuning in. I hope you have the most beautiful day, and I will meet you in the next episode. Bye.